It's in those places of desolation and fear that God shows up with Haggai's words and says, in the midst of this desolation, the glory to come will be far greater. From this day on, I will bless you. He goes on to say later in this chapter 2, you have had empty barns. Your seeds for your fields have run out. The vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, the olive tree still yield nothing. But from this day on, I will bless you. And so I want to ask us, how do we know that God can bless in the midst of desolation? Well, we sing it often. We remind ourselves often in church, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen and amen. And so what we believe as Christians is that God did it before. God delivered the people from exile. God delivered the people out of slavery in Exodus. And that same God who was a beacon and comfort and guide in the wilderness then is a beacon and comfort and guide in the wilderness now. Now that doesn't mean we don't still have a lot of walking to do, a lot of work to do. But God can be a blessing in the midst of desolation. Remember Jacob in the Bible in the Old Testament? Jacob who wrestled with the angel of God and demanded a blessing, and they wrestled all night. He was willing to work and to sweat and to wait and to battle and not to give up. It cost him in the end. After all, that was the last day that he walked without a limp. But he received his blessing. There's a poem from Susan Rausch who puts it this way. To struggle used to be to grab with both hands and to shake and to twist and to turn and to push and shove and not give in, but to wrest an answer from it all, as Jacob did a blessing. But there is another way to struggle with an issue, a question, simply to jump off into the abyss and find ourselves floating and falling and tumbling and being led slowly and gently but surely to the answers God has for us. To watch the answers unfold before our eyes and still to be a part of the unfolding. But oh, the trust necessary for this new way, not to be always reaching out for the old handholds. In one of our creeds, we say, we are not alone. We live in God's world, God who has created and is creating. But when the dreams you have dreamed don't compare to the reality that you are seeing, you start to lose hope. You need some reminding of who God is, who Christ is. Jesuit Father Luis Espinal in La Paz, Bolivia, wrote these words about that. There are Christians who have hysterical reactions as if the world would have slipped out of God's hands. They act violently as if they were risking everything, but we believe in history. The world is not a roll of the dice going toward chaos, for a new world has begun to happen since Christ has risen. Jesus Christ, we rejoice in your definitive triumph. With our bodies still in the breach and our souls in tension, we cry out our first hurrah till eternity unfolds itself. Yours sorrow now has passed. Your enemies have failed. You are a definitive smile for humankind. What matter the weight now for us? We accept the struggle and the death because you, our love, will not die. We march behind you on the road to the future. You are with us and you are our immortality. So take away the sadness from our faces. We are not in a game of chance, for you have the last word. Beyond the crushing of our bones, now has begun the eternal alleluia. From the thousand openings of our wounded bodies and souls, there arises now a triumph song. So teach us to give voice to your new life throughout the world, because you dry the tears from the eyes of the oppressed forever, and death will disappear. What inspiring words from Jesuit Father Luis Espinal. Inspiring words from a man who, soon after writing them, was assassinated. He wrote this shortly before his death. He said there, with our bodies still in the breach and our souls in tension, we cry out our first hurrah till eternity unfolds itself. Some of our veterans know what it is to stand in the breach, to know what it is to put their very lives on the line for their loved ones to have freedom. From this day on, Haggai says that God says, from this day on, I will bless you. From this day on, if you yield to my invitation, you and I will work together, and the latter splendor of this house shall be greater than the former, and in this place I will give prosperity if you yield to my invitation. But if you want this vision to come to pass, you will have to work for me. When your work is caring for your spouse by feeding and cleaning them, you and I, God says, essentially, will work together if you will yield to my invitation. When your work is praying for your neighbors and sharing some small act of inspiration and blessing, you and I, God says, as if, work together if you will yield to God's invitation. If we work in a public school, or if we're taking our first time in years to enjoy our family in retirement, or if our work is paying attention to our body and getting well, beating a cancer and condition that you cannot pay for or that you cannot spell, if you yield to God's invitation, God will bless us starting now. God says, the silver is mine, the gold is mine. The latter splendor of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. If we yield to God's invitation and set our own interests aside in this place, in our homes, in our relationships, in our education, in our vocation, in our healing, in our living, in our sharing, in our growing, in our churches, I will give all that you need. If you yield to my invitation and agree to consecrate our lives, to set them aside for our almighty and ever-loving God. The latter splendor of our homes, of this house, shall be greater than the former. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we yield ourselves to God, the potter. We allow ourselves to be shaped and molded by the potter's hands. And we do that today. Come, Holy Spirit, fill us, reveal to us the coming glory of your kingdom as we seek to follow and yield to your will. Amen. We certainly have much to be praying for as God's people. We want to especially remember Felicia Allen's family. Her mother passed away. Service will be tomorrow, Monday, at Mount Zion United Methodist Church at noon. That's visitation, and the service will be at 1 tomorrow at Mount Zion United Methodist Church. We also want to pray for Eric and Betsy Sandy. They are relative newcomers to the congregation, and Eric's father-in-law, his stepfather, is having surgery later this week on a brain tumor, and so please be in prayer for Russell Kales is his name. We want to remember Rob Fitzgerald, who was transferred from Duke down to Cape Fear Medical Center this week. We pray for Peggy Jones and Jackie Blanks, who are both at extended care here at Person Memorial Hospital. We want to lift up Eva Arcuni, who suffered a series of mini strokes, they're saying, and is now at UNC Hospital in Chapel Hill, recovering and getting better. We continue to pray for our pregnant ladies within the congregation, Maribel Strawn and Kelly Mundy. We also want to lift up those who are fighting, and I believe successfully, and stand in faith for that, fighting cancer, Roland Crawley, Jim Kirst, Betsy Warren, Lacey Winstead, Stacy Paith, Ann Lewis, and our prayers remain for encouragement and confidence, and that God's Spirit will speak through her, Emily Pierce, who is delivering her testimony to pilgrimage this morning. If you would like to have prayers shared during the service, there's a book in the lobby as you come in, and you're welcome to tell the ushers about that. We want to pray for our military veterans, for the family of Carolyn Fashi, who was Felicia's mother, the family of Mark Schweitzer, who is a noted composer and a friend of Chuck's, who passed away. And so our prayers are with Dr. Mark Schweitzer's family. We pray for Bobby Dixon, Richard Carver, and Susan Rogers Newton. For all of these, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And God, we commend all for whom we have prayed, trusting that you are at work in their lives, bringing comfort and healing, bringing understanding where there seems to be only confusion, bringing order where there is chaos, bringing creativity where there has been stagnation. God, we pray that you would guide us as we yield to you and lead us into your glory, which promises to be greater than that which is past. And hear us now, O God, as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us.